This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Sunday edition. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username that allow you to do that here in a few moments. We're actually starting out tonight with a special guest, which we don't really do guests very often on Free Talk Live. It is generally intended to be an open phones panel discussion where you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And Mark, you invited our guest, who is a former guest of the show. We've had him on, I think, live from the Liberty Forum, if I'm remembering correctly, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is actually coming up again in February. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. It's Tom Mullen. Can you do a quick intro?
Tom's an author, and he wrote me in a quick email saying that he's been doing some research for a book that he's got coming out. And I'm interested in the topic. What he's been doing is looking at the historical roots of conservatism, liberalism, and libertarianism. Oftentimes we're told that libertarianism is, it's a subset of conservatism. And Tom says, yeah, not so. So, Tom,
welcome back.
Defend that thesis.
Thanks very much, guys, for having me on. The book is actually out. It's called Where Do Conservatives and Liberals Come From? And Whatever Happened to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness? And what I do in the book is to take, 134 words out of the Declaration of Independence that everybody, conservative, liberal, independent, libertarian, whomever, say that they agree with, which is, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that we are all created equal, endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, that the government is instituted to secure these rights. Not all us libertarians actually believe that, but, mainly 99% of society says they do. And what I wanted to do is really look at the bright lights, the philosophers, and the movers and shakers in conservatism and liberalism, and see, do they actually say they agree with this or not? And, I guess that in the 21st century, it's not very surprising that the philosophical basis for liberalism is kind of antithetical to that idea.
When you look at a liberal, from the 18th or 19th century, early 19th century, you're not going to find somebody who, thinks that, people should get a living wage, or necessarily that somebody that should get, a minimum paycheck, or, welfare and these sorts of things that are very sort of progressive stuff these days.
Yeah, and I think we have to define our terms, because the word liberal now does not mean what it meant in the 19th century in America. Now we call those people classical liberals, right? We feel we need a modifier, because if we just call them liberals, what they said and what liberals today say would be at odds with each other.
Sure.
So where I go in the book with liberals, if you really want to understand the liberal mindset, even much more than Karl Marx, you have to read a guy named Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And what basically all of the philosophers that I looked at that are Enlightenment philosophers kind of started from the same place, what they call the state of nature, which is not so much some ancient time, but more the state we would be in if you took the government away and there was nothing there, there was no government at all. What would man be like? What would he be inclined to do? And for Rousseau, it's very simple. Everything was great. We were in kind of a Garden of Eden, a blissful state of ignorance, until somebody said, "This is mine." And I think he says, and found people simple enough to believe him, that once we had private property, then all the trouble started. And what occurs over time with people owning private property is these gross inequalities. And so for Rousseau, the purpose of the government is to correct the inequality that occurs with private property. And very interestingly, he uses the word alienation. He says, what this requires is the total alienation of the individual together with all of his rights to the general will.
Yeah, you'd have to do something like that. I'm trying to imagine a world where somebody said, this is mine, because I'm pretty sure, from what I can tell, I've seen some farm animals before. I'm going to assume they're lower beasts than we are, and they're all about mine. They said mine far before a man came along, what we'd call a homo sapien today.
Like a dog with a bone or the pigs at the trough or something like that.
Right. I'm thinking of my 550-pound sow, Hazel, believes that she should get to eat first, and then everybody else can eat after she's full. And, yeah, she's all about mine.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the great conflicts here. But, you know, what I wanted to kind of show is, and if you read the passages I share from this writer, thinker, and you go and read the books yourself, it's undeniable that his way of looking at the world is Hillary Clinton's, was Ted Kennedy's, was Woodrow Wilson's, etc. So the modern liberal is really a Rousseauian, and Rousseau himself says, there are no unalienable rights. They've all got to be given away if you want to, you know, accomplish the goals of a free society. So you can kind of scratch them off. And I think what's more interesting, I don't think many liberals would deny that. I've talked to them myself, and they say, look, we shouldn't be listening to the founding fathers, those slave owners. And even if they didn't have slaves, their ideas are 250 years old. Society has had to progress. So I don't think they would have too much trouble with saying, hey, well, you're not consistent with the Declaration of Independence. I think the conservatives would, but unfortunately, when you read the conservatives, the true conservatives, they don't agree either. They do not believe there are inalienable rights. They believe that everything from nature is given up as well.
Yeah, I don't see how you can really argue one way or the other. What conservatives appear to be in this country, and I'm sure they're different in other countries, is they appear to be sort of anti-immigration, pro-military, and when I say military, I mean quasi-military organizations like the police and firefighters also. So they're not anti-government. They're anti-government without guns or hoses. They don't like the bureaucrats, those that work within the bureaus and the regulatory state and that sort of thing. But they don't seem to have any real particular problem with government.
Well, it's with their outlook on the nature of man. And I think what most people who self-identify as conservatives, thinking they mean small, limited government, mistake is that, you know, conservatism to me was defined for the modern era best by Thomas Hobbes. He believed we're so bad and we're so fallen that without this all-powerful government to thwart our every inclination, that we were just going to kill each other.
Or, yeah, well, he says
it's going to be chaos.
He's the one in Leviathan that says the life of man, solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. It's a suggestion.
That's him.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that, I think most well-read conservatives would say, no, I don't agree with Hobbes. I'm more of a Burkean, Edmund Burke, Russell Kirk, more of a constitutionalist. And there is a difference there in that they think power should be divided. But here's the thing with conservatives. They agree with Hobbes on everything else. They believe that even though the power might be divided between state and federal governments or local governments, that it all resides in the government somewhere. Everything must be regulated. Nothing is left to the individual. And I think this is where people don't understand the conservative mindset is of man, of this fallen creature. And that's why, you know, no matter how ridiculous the video might look on some police like brutality case or something like that, they'll always side with the police officer. And it's not just because they love his shiny badge on his uniform. They really think that that's all that stands between us and our dark natures. And this is a way of looking at the world. They're not reading out of Edmund Burke's book, but they look at the world the same way that he did and that Thomas Hobbes did.
So what you're saying is that a conservative, and I'm not trying to rag on conservatives here. I'm happy to rag on liberals, too. What conservatives do is that they essentially they're operating from fear, and that if it isn't for, the state-run policing agencies or whatever the whatever's out there, then we'd all fall off into darkness anyway. So we have to support them even if they make mistakes.
Tom, hold that thought. We're going to come back. If you've got time, we'll stick with you here. Tom Mullen, author, is with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Market Insurance Agency, the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability vary by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Where do conservatives and liberals come from? That's a new book by author Tom Mullen. He's been on Free Talk Live previously, I believe, from the Liberty Forum, at least one, maybe more than one, in the past, which is actually coming up very soon. The Liberty Forum in 2016 is slated for February 18th through the 21st. It's a Thursday through Sunday. It's happening in Manchester, New Hampshire. Last year it moved from Nashua to Manchester for the first time, and the new venue, the Radisson Hotel, is the biggest. It is the key kind of convention venue in New Hampshire. So the event can't really get much bigger than this at this point. It's several hundred people will be in the hotel for the weekend and gathering for keynote speeches and panel discussions and all kinds of convention-y things, banquet dinners, that whole deal. You can go and get your tickets now at nhlibertyforum.com. Edward Snowden is the first announced keynote speaker for the event, which is awesome. It's an amazing score for the Liberty Forum. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. You can join us there because Mark, you and I, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum, as has been our longstanding tradition here. So look forward to seeing you February 18th through the 21st. Start making your plans now. Get your tickets at NHLibertyForum.com. Tom Mullen is with us on Skype. And you were just talking, Mark, with Tom about the sort of blind support that conservatives have for the state. Like,
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to rag on conservatives here. I will definitely get to liberals here in a minute. But philosophies come from places, and Tom's trying to point out what those where they come from. But, I mean, you sort of have to define it to some extent, too. So in dealing with conservatives, oftentimes you'll hear this term thrown around, and I've certainly had it thrown at me, America hater. So if you try to point out some mistakes that the that Washington D.C., you know, the people in Washington D.C., no matter what time period it is that they made it, if you point out a mistake and you don't say you don't use the term American exceptionalism before you point out the mistake, you hate America is the idea. And it doesn't seem to matter that you can delineate mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake that, well, you know, our government's the best. You know, they make mistakes 47% of the time, and the rest of them make mistakes 44% of the time. So ours is awesome. Yeah. Why don't you shut up, you America hater? Tom?
Yeah, you know, that comes straight out of Thomas Hobbes. He talks about exactly that over 300 years ago and says that, look it, you know, the state of nature is so bad and the government's absolute power is so necessary that even when it does terrible things, it's better to just live under them than to question the sovereign power, because the minute you question it, you're on the way. You're on the way back. There's going to be a breakdown. It's going to be chaos. And, you know, this is a persistent idea that you know, better to live under a bad law than to even question the law. The law is sacred. The people who enforce it are sacred. They, you know, no matter how terrible they get, they're all that stand between us and the war of everyone against everyone that would otherwise be our fate without government. So and this extends to foreign policy as well. And this is where I think, you know, it's most striking today. You know, people, clear thinking people ask, why in the world does the most powerful government that's ever existed in the history of man care about what's going on in some destitute little country 7,000 miles away? Well, it's because they see all nations the way they see individuals in society, that they all have to be dominated, because any kind of nation that is not under the dominance of the quote-unquote sovereign, in this case the most powerful nation, is a danger, no matter how small and insignificant it might be. And this is really our approach to the world right now.
If they come on the radar, it's a form of rebelliousness. Oh, my God, what has Putin said? He's gonna kill us all. Russia's got nuclear weapons, or whatever it is that people say. That's the mindset. It's the reason the United States foreign policy in the form of the State Department has decided what the immigration policy of Latin American countries is going to look like. It's decided what their central banks are going to do. It's deciding basically everything that they do. They let them pass a few laws here and there, but it operates as though Washington, D.C. rules the world.
Yeah, and if you go back to the Civil War, the whole idea of the domino theory is deeply rooted in Hobbesian or Burkean thinking, really. You know, if we let this little tiny country become communist, it's going to just spread all over the world. Of course, that was disproven. I mean, they did take over, the communists did take over the whole country, and they abandoned communism on their own. So you would think that we would have learned something from that, but no, on and on and on, just keep applying the same ideas. And really, the reason I wanted to write the book is for people to recognize them, recognize they've been disproven, and separate them from what I believe that most grassroots self-identified conservatives are, which are people who want to be libertarian.
Yeah. I think that many people who call themselves conservative are, in fact, libertarian. They just don't know the difference. And this is a point that I'll try to point out to conservatives over and over again, is if conservatism is a philosophy, it would be a staid and permanent philosophy. It is not.
You could define it. You can't really.
You can't define conservative.
Nor would liberalism.
Liberalism, you can come closer. You can just point out, you know, the planks of the Communist Manifesto and say, look, they're socialist, and you can go from there. But conservatism truly is not a philosophy. There's nothing in it that's philosophical, and I'll make my point here. My great-grandmother, Pauline Traub, she was a conservative. She pulled down a hickory branch, and she beat the hell out of my great-uncles for when she found a deck of cards in the house. She beat them bloody with that stick because she was a conservative. Now, how many conservatives today are going to be advocating for beating their kids till they're bloody if they find a deck of cards? Well, that's because they're not conservatives, and neither was she. There was, I'm sure her great-grandmother was nuttier than she was in that respect. Because conservatism, it moves along, it drags behind the times as far as the timeline goes.
Yeah, you point out something that Tom Woods, I quote Tom Woods in the book, being frustrated about how now we're defending, quote-unquote, conservative New Deal principles and how they vehemently defend Social Security and Medicare when a few decades ago that they were against it. And it goes back to this idea, the established tradition, legal tradition that is, must never be questioned. And back when it was new, of course, they opposed it. Now that it's established, like you said, there's no principle here. It's just that...
Well, that does sound like a principle. That does sound like a principle, right? Anything that is in the past is good, and that which is proposed to change is bad. So that could be a...
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, you could call it a principle.
But it's no different than liberalism is today either. If you talk to a conservative, then you go talk to a liberal, and you say, okay, what time period in U.S. history was the best? They will both say the 1950s for different reasons. Mm. The liberals will say, unions were very strong, and the disparity between rich and poor was better, and, you know, the rest of the world was a smoking slag heap because they'd blown each other to hell, and so therefore the United States was able to, you know, have stupid socialist policies and, you know, still get away with it.
More with Tom Mullen here. The toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And if you have a question for him, he's on with us. Liberals, conservatives, what's it really even mean anyway? Free Talk Live, Live Sunday Show.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non- non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number. Day 55-450-FREE, live Sunday edition, continuing with special guest Tom Mullen. He is not in our studio, but he's on via Skype, so if you were wanting to call via Skype, you can't do that at the moment. So if you've got a question for Tom, toll-free numbers 855-450-3733. SaveItPurse.com. You want to save 20% over at Amazon? Let's say you wanted to save on Tom's new book. You could do that. His book's called Where Do Conservatives and Liberals Come From? If you go to SaveItPurse.com, when you buy through SaveItPurse, the person who's selling on Amazon is getting the full amount. So it's not like Tom takes 20% less. The way SaveItPurse works is you're putting your Bitcoin, you have to have Bitcoin to make this work, you're putting your Bitcoin into a marketplace, and then somebody is paying 20% above the market value for Bitcoin in order to get your Bitcoin. So everybody wins with SaveItPurse.com. Somebody who wants Bitcoin and is willing to pay a premium for it gets their Bitcoin. Tom, if you buy his book, gets the full amount that he's supposed to get from Amazon. Amazon makes their regular profits, and you get the book that you want for 20% off. Or 30%. You decide what your discount's going to be at SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. We got Tom back on the line with us
here. Yeah, Tom. So what your thesis here is the United States' revolution, the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson's writings, that these are influenced by Locke, and that the U.S. Revolution is essentially a libertarian one. Now, obviously, at some point or another, the wheels came off that train. The United States government went from libertarian to something else, and we've spent a couple of segments kind of parsing out conservatism and that kind of thing. Let's talk about liberalism for a second. Where are these people that don't understand economics? Where do they come from?
Well, yeah, again, it goes back to, and I think a lot more than Marx. I think Marx gives way too much credit. I hate this kind of sanctimonious, well, he did make a lot of good points, even though ultimately he was wrong. I think Marx was a hack. And I don't think any of his economic ideas hold any water, even internally. But
yeah, which one?
he's really more, just as Burke kind of played off of Hobbes, Marx played off of Rousseau. They all believe one thing. There's something inherently wrong with private property. It sets up this original sin, if you will.
It's antithetical to the state. Private property is antithetical to the state. If you can deny something from the grabbing hands of the government, then you can deny anything to them, and they cannot be denied.
Yeah, absolutely. And where they go with this is the answer is absolute democracy, an all-powerful democracy. The Bill of Rights says even a democratically elected Congress may not pass certain laws. In fact, the libertarian tradition that starts, I believe, with Locke says the government can't pass most laws. All they can really do is respond to some invasion of a property right. Now, of course, Thomas Jefferson and Samuel Adams, they didn't always apply this perfectly. They supported a lot of horrible things, but the ideas were very new back then, and they've been applied better over time. But the liberals don't believe this. They believe that at one point Rousseau says, well, what would happen if I didn't agree with the majority? He says, well, that's how I'd know I was wrong. I mean, it's just some great circular logic. And really, that's how they think. And if you listen to American liberal politicians, that's pretty much what they're saying.
Yeah, you'll never hear a liberal say that democracy should be applied on a global scale, right? Like, you'll never hear them say, you know what we need a big, giant, computer program that lets everybody vote on every single issue, and then the majority will decide, because, you know, it'd be Southeast Asia and China that would be making all the decisions for all the rest of us, and, nobody else would make any decisions.
Yeah, and I think what happened in the 20th century, and I don't get into this in part one, which is the only part of the book that's out, but part two, you start to get this jumble of ideas. And where I think the liberal movement went in the 20th century was they took the purpose of government from Rousseau, which is to correct inequality from private property, but they took the means to do so from the conservatives, which is an all-powerful unitary government. Yeah. Small group of elites with a strong, a central leader as possible. And if you look at Wilson and FDR and LBJ and the rest, I mean, that's really what they were. But they had a different purpose. It wasn't to make us all virtuous and squash the evil in us. It was to make us all equal, and especially economically equal.
Tom, I got Doug on the line in Illinois with a question for you. Doug, you're on with Tom Mullen.
Yeah, I pretty much wanted to bring up and find out from Tom if, in your opinion, do you feel that we have the government infringing upon private property more and more? To give you an idea, I know of two people who bought a home up in Chicago a while ago. They were going to put an addition on it. They were going to remodel it. And a bunch of people in the neighborhood got word of it, and they didn't like it. And they went and they tried to effectively get the Landmark Commission to approve an overlay on the home. They did get it done. The two people who bought the home had nothing in it. Keep in mind, they bought the home. They own the home, but they had nothing involved in putting the Landmark Commission overlay on it. Now they have to jump through every type of hoop imaginable to try and get anything done. They effectively don't own the home. They have to get permission for whatever they do. I mean, if you want to put down re-roof the home, now you got to get approval and ensure it'll be the proper type of shingle. You know, I mean, I think that what we're moving toward here can be we're moving toward the collective and not the individual. We're moving more toward mob rule. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. And, private property, and I think as either Mark or Ian said before, is the complete opposite of the state. It's been under assault for all of the past century, maybe more. think about property taxes. I mean, you really rent your home. If you don't pay, they kick you out and they take it away. But the other thing that comes to mind, along with what you're talking about, as far as zoning or other kinds of permitting for what you can do on your own property, is also what happened with the Civil Rights Act, where suddenly some private property becomes a public accommodation. That's a creepy word. You know, the Civil Rights Act had a great intention, but Titles 2 and 7 pretty much eliminated the idea that any kind of a business is a private property. So, yeah, that distinction seems to be eroded more and more and more. I absolutely agree with you. And that is the central issue that we should be facing, because really you don't have any rights that aren't tied to some kind of private property.
Right, and we were discussing... go ahead, Doug.
I found that to be incredible. That had been a turning point in my life when that happened, for the fact that it turned from being, okay, you have to go to the government to get a permit to ensure that you're having the work done properly to ensure nobody will get hurt, to, okay, you now have to get approval from a board to ensure that you're doing what the community would like the way your home to look. Mm-hmm. You no longer buy a home, okay, to make it your own. You are like renting it, and you're doing it, you're living to benefit other people. Well, you know what? The hell with that, man. They're not paying the mortgage. They're not paying to upkeep the home. Why should they be involved in it?
But they can come into your home any damn time they want to. I mean, if you look at what happened after the Boston bombing in Watertown, Massachusetts, where you have men with guns who were literally entering every single home, and there were libertarians down there at the time that we knew personally who were too afraid of these men with the guns to actually stand up for themselves and to even try to say, no, you can't come in here. So, you know, and then you've got that happening here. And then, of course, over in France, now they've got this emergency powers that is allowing them to arrest and put activists on house arrest and then go in and raid those people's homes preemptively, basically. So now there's a news story today about how the federal government is rethinking its homeland security policy. So, you know, look for more invasions of your privacy coming very, very soon. Doug, thanks for your call here tonight. And Tom Mullen, it's Where Do Conservatives and Liberals Come From? That's the book. Amazon is, of course, a place to go and get it. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Appreciate
Always
it.
A pleasure.
Yep, that's TomMullen.net. That's his website, by the way. And we'll come back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the air.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, Live Sunday edition here. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Now you can do that because Tom Mullen, our previous guest, is off the Skype, which means we got room for you there. And you'll sound better usually than if you call on the phone. So give that a try. If you don't yet have Skype on your phone, you can grab it and then add us as username, lrn.fm. Don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on our brand new website. Everything there still free. Although I'll tell you, it was not free to redesign the site. So please enjoy the changes over at freetalklive.com. Grab all the archives you want. Submit content right there to the front page. Vote on what other listeners have put on there. You can vote it up if you like it. Vote it down if you don't. It's suggested show topics, for instance. And maybe you've got something you want us to talk about. You can suggest it there. Of course, the best way to get what you want on the air is to call in, like Tom in New Hampshire has done. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. This is not Tom Mullen. This is Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, it's about the, first of all, a pointer here. When people call in, if I had dialed *70 before I dialed the number, then I would not have been interrupted by a call waiting issue one time when I called in, and it was difficult to talk because I had all this beeping going on my end of the line. So I want to pass that along, dial *70 before you dial the phone number to go.
Does that work on a cell phone?
I don't know, but it works on a Comcast line. But anyway, right. What I'm calling about is stockpiling food. Even the Federal Emergency Management Agency recommends keeping certain quantities of canned foods and stuff like that in your house. One system for that is you buy up all the stuff at your grocery stores and whatnot, and then go through it once a month and see what's about to expire. And if you don't want it, then donate that to the local soup kitchen that doesn't have any ties to the government.
And that's a nice idea.
That way you're doing your duty to feed other people. And the reason the soup kitchens would want to pass this along, obviously, if it's about to expire, I mean, the food is good way past its expiration date, of course.
Right,
But they want it unexpired. And when you do this, two things happen. They get the stuff that was about to expire that they can feed people with. And secondly, that if you've got all this stockpile, a year's supply of food, and you lose your job, you don't go hiking all the way down to the soup kitchen to get whatever brands happen to be donated. You stay home and eat your favorite fruits and favorite brands of favorite canned fruits that you bought yourself. So that reduces the strain on the local soup kitchens. What they need is a database where you're bringing in all this stuff that's about to expire, but it's still good, and you want the tax write-off, so they scan it all in, read the barcodes, and come up with some price, some fair market price that maybe the supermarket chains would let them tap into their price database. That way, you know, because their house brands would sell better. There's one more reason to buy from that supermarket is when you donate it to the soup kitchen, they can beep the barcode and give you a receipt that shows the actual price, and then you save that for your tax purposes.
I like it. Tom, good call. Thanks for the suggestion tonight. You know, it's funny, Mark, you had joked, but when I told you Tom was on the line, sometimes he's got some not so nice calls that he makes to the show. You joked, I bet this will be uplifting. It actually was an uplifting call.
It was incredibly uplifting.
From Tom in New Hampshire. Good suggestions there. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a lot of buzz around a particular editorial piece over at the New York Times. It's actually relatively short, and apparently it appeared on the front page of said New York Times, I believe 2 days ago, so Friday's paper. End the gun epidemic in America, says the editorial board at the New York Times. All decent people, they say, feel sorrow and righteous fury about the latest slaughter of innocents in California. Law enforcement and intelligence agencies are searching for motivations, including the vital question of how the murderers might have been connected to international terrorism. That is right and proper, they say. But motives do not matter to the dead in California, nor did they in Colorado, Oregon, South Carolina, Virginia, Connecticut, and far too many other places. The attention and anger of Americans should also be directed at the elected leaders whose job it is to help keep us safe. Blech. By the way, I don't consider politicians to be my leaders. I don't know about you.
The last thing I want to do is have the government in charge of keeping me safe.
Yeah.
Dear God, they can't do anything right. Why would I put them in charge of keeping me and my family safe?
But they place a higher premium, says the Times, on the money and power of an industry dedicated to profiting from the unfettered spread of ever more powerful firearms. It's a moral outrage, they claim, and a national disgrace that civilians can legally, that's you and me, can legally purchase weapons designed specifically to kill people with brutal speed and efficiency. These are weapons of war, barely modified and deliberately marketed as tools of macho vigilantism. And
you know, people do hunt with many of these weapons. I mean, you know, the idea that they're designed, I don't know if they're designed to kill people, but they certainly can be used to hunt food.
The let's see here. It says America's elected leaders offer prayers for the gun victims and then callously and without fear of consequence reject the most basic restrictions on weapons of mass killing as they did on Thursday. They distract us with arguments about the word terrorism. Let's be clear. These spree killings are all in their own ways acts of terrorism. Opponents of gun control are saying, as they do after every killing, that no law can unfailingly forestall a specific criminal. That is true. They are talking, many with sincerity, about the constitutional challenges to effective gun regulation. Those challenges exist. They point out that determined killers obtained weapons illegally in places like France, England, and Norway that have strict gun laws. Yes, they did. But at least those countries are trying. The United States is not. Worse, politicians abet would-be killers by creating gun markets for them, and voters allow those politicians to keep their jobs. It's past time to stop talking about halting the spread of firearms and instead to reduce their number drastically, eliminating some large categories of weapons and ammunition.
We don't like black weapons.
Now, how do you do that? Because this is a very short editorial piece. They're not going to get into details on exactly how they plan on getting rid of those weapons. They just say here that certain kinds of weapons, like the slightly modified combat rifles used in California and certain kinds of ammunition, must be outlawed for civilian ownership.
First you will outlaw them. Then you will send around people that have these slightly modified weapons of war to people's houses to make sure that they don't have other slightly modified weapons of war. And they'll they'll have to go house to house looking for them. Or if for whatever reason somebody uses one of these modified weapons of war to protect their home or their property or themselves or their family, then you can arrest them and throw them in prison when they use it legitimately.
So house-to-house searches would be...
You asked me what I thought they'd have to do. And you take all these police officers that say that they're against gun confiscations. You just send them around to do gun confiscations.
And they'll do it.
And they do it.
Most of them will.
Yeah, most of them will. So a lot of them will say they won't. But, you know, when it's when you're talking about the mortgage, the paycheck, the pension,
college kids
the retirement, all these things, that's what you signed up for. You signed up to be the muscle for the government. And when the government says, this is what we're going to do, this is what they're going to do. That's what the police in Great Britain do. That's what the police in Australia do. Are you better than those police?
It's not necessary, say the editors at the New York Times, to debate the peculiar wording of the Second Amendment. No right is unlimited and immune from reasonable regulation.
No right is unlimited and immune from regulation.
Reasonable. Regulation.
Yeah. This jackass decides what is reasonable.
There are several, actually. This is the editorial board.
Oh, I'm sorry. This group of jackasses decide what is reasonable. They do. They decide what's reasonable is. Now, I've never heard democracy described as reasonable. It's not rational. Reason comes from the root word of reason, right? Do you consider the vast majority of people out there to be reasonable? Is that what you guys think? Because I don't. When I think of the average person, I think, not particularly well-informed, not particularly capable of making a decision, not really good at philosophy. And then I know that when I talk about the average person, that half of people are below that.
What better time, they say, than during a presidential election to show at long last that our nation has retained its sense of decency? Now, in my opinion, it is not decent at all to come to someone's home, come to your neighbor's home, let's say you, coming to your neighbor's home and threatening them. I think that is the definition of indecent. It is not decent to threaten your neighbors who have not done anything to harm you. To threaten them and say, you will either hand over all of the guns in this home that meet this description, whatever arbitrary, you know, guidelines that they come up with, you will hand over every single gun in this home, or you will go to prison. And if you don't go to prison voluntarily, then we will force you to go to prison in that we will physically manhandle you, break whatever bones we need to, or kill you if we have to, if you present any sort of resistance to us taking whatever it is that we want from you. That is very indecent. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Are millennials useless? We'll look at that coming up on Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.